we'll skip to the next item, please.
Okay.
932, authorize a competitive solicitation and contract with the lowest responsible bidder and provide payment for construction of the Sunnyside East Reconstruction and Green Streets Project, number E103704, an estimated cost of $2.64 million.
Very good. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Chief will get with you next on this. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Good morning. My name is Scott Gibson, and with me today is Ruben Gonzalez-Baird, who's your project manager on this effort. We are here asking for authorization for a construction contract on a sewer rehabilitation program or project. We have two today. They're back-to-back. As engineers, we see sewers fail in two main reasons. One is they're too small and they can't meet the demand of the storm and sewage combined, and they result in flooding to people's basements or surface, and that's a health risk to everyone. So the first project you're going to see by Ruben is about the capacity of sewer. The second one is about when a pipe dies, when it gets old and it starts to decay, and Margaret's going to talk about that one coming up next. I'll turn it over to Ruben.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor, councilors. I'm going to talk about the Sunnyside East Reconstruction and Green Streets Project. The Sunnyside East project area is in southeast Portland. It's bounded by 44th and 38th Avenues to the east and west, and Stark and Taylor Streets to the north and south. The project was identified in the BES combined sewer system plan as recently as 2012 as being an area with a high risk for sewer backups and street flooding due to undersized combined sewer pipes. A few of the objectives and details of the project will be replacing, adding about 4,800 linear feet of new sewer pipe. The number there should actually read 6-inch to 24-inch diameter because we're including the addition and reconstruction of existing 6-inch sewer service laterals. Much of the pipe in the project area was constructed in the early 1900s. Most of the work will be taking place on local streets. We'll also be building 16 stormwater facilities, also called Green Streets, within the right-of-way. And we've been coordinating with PBOT on the Green Streets and pavement restoration, as well as the Portland Water Bureau with regards to waterline relocations. For public involvement, we've been engaged with the public early on, as early as 2014. We have collaborated with the community to identify impacts and access needs. We provided project updates that have been conveyed via flyers, newsletters, emails, and the project website. We conducted a project area tour with residents at 30% design, and a public open house was held at 60% design. And you'll see from the slide here, I just wanted to mention a couple of notes here. The top photo is the Belmont Library, which according to my source was the very first public library in the city of Portland. We have pipe work that is actually on either side of that on Southeast Yamhill and Taylor Streets, and our public involvement staff is in contact with that library to coordinate access needs. And then the bottom two pictures are Peacock Lane, and as you might be aware, during the Christmas season, there are specific access and traffic control requirements. We've been coordinating with the PBOT traffic engineer to ensure that we meet those requirements. Outcomes of the public involvement have been that we've ensured adequate, will ensure adequate access during construction, and that the businesses and residents are well informed and have been engaged throughout the design and will be engaged throughout the construction processes. We will also be applying for a noise permit or variance for work on Southeast Cesar Chavez in order to meet the Portland Bureau of Transportation's traffic control requirements. The night work in Cesar Chavez is expected to last for approximately 3.5 weeks. And the majority of the project will be completed using open cut trench construction methods, replacing the vitrified clay pipe with PVC and reinforced concrete pipe. We're also going to be doing some trenchless work for some of the new sewer laterals, and we're proposing to do pipe bursting for one block between Cesar Chavez and 38th Avenue on Southeast Washington. Again, as I previously mentioned, we're proposing to build 16 stormwater facilities in the right-of-way. The primary purpose of the facilities is to store and infiltrate intercepted stormwater flow and during rainfall events. And the integration of these facilities with our project has allowed us to avoid more costly pipe replacement while still meeting our levels of service for stormwater conveyance. And the project is sufficiently budgeted based on the engineer's estimate of $2.64 million. Our level of confidence is high. We have experience with this type of project. We've identified the conflicts and impacts and issues that we'll need to carry forward into the construction phase. We expect the project to advertise in early December and for construction to begin in April of 2018. Construction is expected to last for approximately 280 calendar days. We'll be happy to take any questions. Thank you.
Colleagues, any questions? So I have a question, and this is going to be procedural. Are you teed up and ready to do the presentation on Concordia?
We are.
Yes.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's keep this open. Could you also read item 933, and then we'll take testimony on both of these?
933, authorize a competitive solicitation and contract with the lowest responsible bidder and provide payment for construction of the Concordia Sewer Rehabilitation Project number E10677 for $4,824,200.
Good morning. Once again, for the record, my name is Scott Gibson, and with me here today is Margaret Russell, who's your project manager for the Concordia Rehabilitation Project. This project is the first of the two ways sewers failure, which is they get old and they decay. And so this one's a little bit more straightforward. It is part of our larger program to rehab failing sewers, which is currently scoped 36 efforts. I think 36 projects, this is about the 30th. We spent over $100 million, about $108 million spent to date over the last 7 years. And so Margaret's here to talk about her particular project. Margaret.
Good morning, Commissioners and Mayor. My name is Margaret Russell. I'm a Senior Engineering Associate with the Bureau of Environmental Services, and we're here to talk about Concordia Sewer Rehab Project. On the slide, Concordia is in green. The other large-scale sewer projects are in yellow. Concordia is in northeast Portland. It is bound by Lombard, Alameda, and then also Northeast 10th and Northeast 42nd Street. This project is going to be replacing highly deteriorated sewer pipe. As a project overview for the segments, we have 54 segments of pipe, which means pipe manhole to manhole. Of this pipe, about 16,000 linear feet will be rehabilitated. There is 13,000 worth of main in that pipe. The remaining 3,000 are lateral 6-inch lateral pipe. The main pipe are 8 inches to 24 inches, and the majority are a typical 8-inch sewer pipe. They were constructed between 1919 to 1950, excuse me, and it's a very residential project. 98% of the pipe are in residential streets. We have one on a collector street in Northeast Killingsworth near Northeast 34th Street. On the screen now, at the top, you see some typical decay and defects in pipe. The top two are main, showing deterioration and some cracks. And then typical lateral issues where there are holes at the connection to the main or a broken pipe at the main. For our construction methods, we will be replacing with PVC pipe. The majority of our work will be open cut. 31 segments are going to be open cut rehab, and we have 12 non-conforming sewer
extensions.
What
do you mean when you say open cut?
Open cut means
a trench or what?
Cutting a trench, yes.
Okay,
open cut trench.
Okay, thanks.
Yes.
I just didn't know.
We will also have 11 segments of cure in place pipe repair, which is trenchless. Throughout the project, public involvement has been involved. They have been outreaching to homeowners and schools and businesses and the neighborhood associations. They have sent out flyers, done personal contact, newsletters, and had presentations at the neighborhood meetings. There is one school that will be affected, and we will not be doing construction while Alliance High School is in session. For our night work and noise variance requirements, there is only one segment of 24-inch pipe that is being lined, which will require a noise variance for that. Also at that intersection is some street art that public involvement has coordinated with the neighborhood to let them know that there may be some impacts, but we are lining at that situation. We are not doing open-cut trench work. As was earlier stated probably, that our engineer's estimate is $4,824,000. We have a high level of confidence. The scope is clearly understood. This is a similar large-scale sewer project. The quantities and unit prices are from recent projects. The schedule, we've tried to take into account any difficulties or constraints, and there are experienced bidders that we expect to be available to bid.
What are we looking at in the photograph?
It's a typical street with pavement, some raveling on the pavement, which is one of the issues that we sometimes have to deal with restoring the pavement.
Is that because of the pipe, or is that unrelated?
Oh, this is existing. This is the existing condition where if we have to open cut the pipe, okay, we would have to deal with restoring this pavement.
Got it. It seems like there's a win-win there.
What?
It seems like there's a win-win there.
Yeah, I think there is a win-win. We've been working with PBOT on a way to leverage these big trench patches to get potentially full width replacement wherever we can, wherever it makes sense. Trench patching is done by hand often with small crews. It's more expensive, where if you have a mechanized replacement of lane to lane or wider, there are some savings. But one of the things that our engineers deal with as a risk is once you get into construction with heavy equipment, you can have roads that are in poor condition fail. And then as a responsibility to the neighborhood and PBOT, we end up having to pick up that cost as a part of our project. So I think the reasons why it's here is that she's attempting to estimate how much of that we're going to be paying for in advance. It's a little bit of a reading the tea leaves.
Yes. For our schedule, we hope to advertise in October, begin construction in February of 2018, and it should last approximately a year, 400 days. Do you have any questions?
Very good. We'll take testimony on 932 and 933. Thank you for the presentations.
Mimi Gurman.
Coming up. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Mimi Gurman, and I was just listening, and I don't have a problem with fixing, you know, sewage pipes. You guys know I write poetry, and so sometimes I look at the poetry of what is going on around me. And it was interesting to me that the money is somehow available to fix sewer pipes because they need to get fixed. You know, we don't have dirty water going in the rivers. We don't want people drinking dirty water. But the way that we describe houseless people are as dirty, not myself, I don't describe them this way, but the common language is they're filthy, they're broken, they're mentally ill, all kinds of things, meaning all of which are similar to how we describe what's going on with sewer pipes. So I'm just saying, maybe we could look at the fact that we're so easy giving money for fixing sewer pipes, which we should be, but apply that to the ease of giving money to fix the houseless problem so that people can have clean water, be clean, have a sense of cleanliness for themselves, be less broken so that they can get fixed through the systems that are here that also need fixing, but at least they're somewhat in place for people to get the therapies that they need, the addiction treatment that they need, to avoid jail, to avoid issues of maybe having their dogs killed because they're living outside and they're not okay. And I just want you guys to think about it. you know, the similarity of how we talk about things and applying money to things and giving contractors money to fix things. I'm asking you to fix the houseless problem. I'm asking you to come up with the fix. We have the money. You gave extra money, and it needs to get used. That's my testimony.
Thank
you. And please, no more Nazi cops on the police force. Let's fire them all.
Good morning.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Watchdog X. I guess on 932, my only concern, you know, is I prefer to have local Oregon contractors end up with the bid. My understanding, this is a New York business, and if I'm incorrect, I apologize on that. On the issue, it said that you're going to replace the clay pipe with the PVC. My understanding is the statement you made. I was wondering if we're going to get quite a bit more longevity from going in this direction. Again, you said the diameter would be anywhere from the 6 to 8 inch lateral to the up to 24 inch main. Again, just when we're talking the trenchless type method, I believe that was on the bid or the number 933. You have a certain section, I guess, which would be trenchless. Again, you were talking two different methods from the UV to the heat. It sounds to me like maybe that's still kind of an uncertain method, or maybe going in a different direction now for that change will offer more longevity. I'm hoping, again, there's some type of, on this type of work, they're offering some type of warranties or longevity on how long they think this will last, because it sounded like on the first 932, you had a capacity situation to where these pipes weren't big enough at the time. And I'm sure you've calculated into any growth in the areas and what could possibly happen to make sure we don't, you know, run into that situation again. Because I know you're talking going up to maybe 24 inch. And I was curious on why you might not even go up even bigger than that, just for long-term type growth, and to make sure that we don't run into the same problem. And also, you used a term called pipe bursting for one block, and I've never heard of that term before, and hopefully someone can come up here and explain what the term pipe bursting means for one block and what type of method that is. Thank you.
Thank you. I don't know if staff has response.
Oh, they're
to
not here. Too.
Oh, okay. Very good. Excellent. Thank you. Colleagues, any more comments before we move these? Very good. With regard to item 932, this is the first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. With regard to item 933, this is the first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It also moves to second reading. And that gives us item 931. Thank you for your